Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Khaled Arred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like a state legislator. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I'll vote in the primary.
Definitely. Okay. And first, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. The first one is Debbie Gonzalez Inglesby. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable. Oh, you don't recognize any? Okay. The next one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. The next one, Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know that name.
Chevo Pastrana. Do you recognize the name? Chevo Pastrana?
No.
And the next one, Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, very favorable.
Very favorable. The next one, Ruben Becerra. Ruben Becerra.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable, sorry?
Favorable.
Just somewhat, okay. And Greg Kassar, do you recognize the name? Greg Kassar?
No.
And the last one, Erin Sweener.
Oh, very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. And now, in a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, will you vote for Colin Aldred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
For Colin.
And if a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Sweener or Chevo Pastrana, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Erin.
Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Here's some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. The first one is Chevo Pastrana. He's a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priority will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights get funding to end gridlock or IH 35, and increase the minimum wage. And the last one, Erin Sweener, is in her term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she's effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our school and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Now, based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, now that you have a little more information about these two candidates? Erin Sweener or Chevo Pastrana? Erin Sweener, okay. And next, please rate how important a candidate position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. Use a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all, okay? The first issue is vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools. From 1 to 5, how important is that?
That's a 5.
Okay. The next one is strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts. From 1 to 5, how important?
I would say 4.
Voting rights and protecting democracy, how important?
5.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden of local property taxes. From 1 to 5?
5.
The next one, restoring abortion rights. How important?
Oh, that's like a 10.
Okay. And the last 4, climate change and protecting the environment. How important?
Like a 3.
Okay. Fight against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process. From 1 to 5.
A 4.
Okay. Grow development and traffic congestion.
That's a 5.
And the last one, gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
That's
how
5.
Important. Thank you. And when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas' restriction on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas' women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
And next, this is basically the last part of the survey here. A few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House, and answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make a difference to you. And the first one is, the candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials reflecting criticisms they are not in touch with Hayes County. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make difference to you.
It doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay. The next one, while the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong, deep roots here. Will not make difference to you? Probably vote against, or definitely vote against after hearing that.
That doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay. And the last three. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who has sheriff deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or will not make difference to you?
Probably vote against.
Okay. And the last two, as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault. So hearing that, definitely vote against, probably, or will not make difference.
Probably.
And the last one, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. After hearing that, definitely, probably, or definitely vote against, okay? And lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Sweener. Please answer if your reaction to it is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, okay? And we're done. Thank you so much for your time. The first one, Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a 3-time GOP champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative impression?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Erin Sweener has been on the front line fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter bill, restriction against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans. Very positive, somewhat positive reaction,
positive.
Neutral or negative. Okay. And last four, after listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools. Very,
very positive,
positive. Somewhat. Okay. And the last three. Erin Sweener has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Very positive.
And the last two, Representative Sweener successfully fought hard, stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
And the last one, Erin Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Somewhat, okay. And after hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, Erin Swinner or Chevo Pastrana?
Erin.
And the last few questions for classification purposes only. Could you please tell me your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 55.
And do you consider yourself of Mexican, of Hispanic, Latino heritage, yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself African American or black, yes or no?
No.
And what was the last grade you completed in school?
Senior college.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
0 to 10.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.